In today's world, you never know what's going to happen. I want to make sure you are prepared. So I want you to stock up on food right now. And the way you can do that, the easiest way to do that is go to theammashow.com. Look at the resources. You can have a full supply full of food in your pantry ready to go in case of a job loss or convoys, supply chain issues, business being shut down, war, whatever it is, you're prepared. So go to theammashow.com, click the resource tab, and get your food supply today. Do not wait. Get it today. Hey, welcome back to the Amber May Show. I'm so glad you are here today. I am going to be talking to the one and only Dr. Stella Emanuel. I love that we partnered together because I want my show to be a resource to my listeners, to my viewers. And one way we can do that is partnering with a frontline doctor. And I love that she's a frontline doctor. Her supplements are amazing. And I know that if you have a medical issue and you set up a telemed, you're going to get what you need, the right medication that you need. So we're talking to her today. She has some amazing things that I think you need to know about. She talks about being prepared. And so we have a segment on what we need to do to be prepared for what's coming around the corner. So I think today's episode is really, really important that you're here, and I'm glad you are here. Join me on Telegram. Let's continue the conversation on Telegram at The Amber May Show. And do me a favor. I am an independent journalist, so if you could help support the show, the easiest way to do that is going to theammashow.locals.com and become a $5 monthly subscriber there. That's the easiest way. That's the most helpful way to do that because we all need help. It takes time and money, and so I really appreciate that. I never want to secure like content that not everyone could get their hands on. I like all my content being readily available, but if you could find it in your heart, that would be super. TheAmberMayShow.locals.com. Please hit the promo section at TheAmberMayShow.com's website because I'm partnering with Patriots to save you money. And in this fight that we're in, it is so important that we stick together. And we do that in a number of ways. We fight with our wallets. We fight with our voting. We fight just being united. We need to be united. And one way we can be united is supporting Patriot businesses. And what I love about the promo section, because Dr. Stella is one of them, drstellamd.com, promo code Amber May, is you're supporting a frontline doctor who really could have risked it all for you and for me. And you get a discount, and then it helps support my show, and we're supporting a frontline doctor. Oh, by the way, mypillow.com has a blowout special on the slippers. They're freaking amazing. That's all I wear. You get $90 off. So mypillow.com, get the slippers right now while they're on sale, promo code Amber. So check out the promo code section and please stay till the end of the program because I have some information I want to share with you. And like, share, and subscribe. So coming up next is Dr. Stella on The Amber May Show. We have the one and only Dr. Stella Emanuel joining with us. I really do appreciate her and all she's done for you, me, and America, as she's one of the doctors that we can actually trust for any of our healthcare needs. So welcome, Dr. Stella, to the program. I so appreciate your time.
Thank you, Amber. I'm totally, totally happy to be here today, to be here with you again, you know, so yeah, it's awesome.
It is awesome.
And we have to continue fighting, you know. This is our fight. We have to be fighting for our people, yes. For humanity, yes.
You always inspire me because you're part of the Reawaken America tour. And if you haven't gone to one of the Reawaken America tours, there's a few left. I don't know if they're going to keep expanding them, but you should get tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. And Dr. Stella is one of those speakers at the Reawaken America tour. And every time she talks, she just is very inspiring. She really tells the people what God has been sharing with her. And I always have enjoyed your talks, Dr. Stella. And I want to get into some of that, of what, you know, what God has been laying on your heart. But I do want to get into like the doctor side of you. And I encourage everyone.
There's that doctor.
There's that book
let's
behind
do doctor,
you.
They were gonna do it. Yes.
Tell people let's about your book, because that's a good book.
You see, this book, Let America Live, Exposing the Hidden Agenda Behind the 2020 Pandemic, explains my journey from when the Lord called me and started showing me all the horror that we're dealing with right now till today. But not only that, the book is a very practical book. It has COVID protocols, like protocols for ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. If you go across to Mexico and you get your medicine, it's right in there, you can see protocols. Another thing that it has prayers. You know, we have all this stuff. People are, you were seeing all this stuff about Yuval Noah and the Great Reset and how they are programming us. We have prayers here for personal revival. A lot of people that are fighting this battle are getting attacked, are getting demonic attacks. We have prayers to uproot evil deposits out of your body. We have prayers that would, for revival. We have prayers to pray for the nation. We even have a book that I had written in the past, 10-point plan to disciple America back to God, and, you know, personal revival prayers, prayers for against witchcraft, prayers, I mean, just a lot of prayers for divine favor, you know, prayers to vomit, for the devil to vomit everything he has swallowed. So it's miracle working power. There's a lot of prayers in this book that are really practical. A lot of people want to pray, but they don't know how to pray. So with this book, you just load up and you shoot. You know, the prayers are right there, the scriptures and everything. So that's one of the good things about this book.
If you don't mind, can you take a moment and just pray over this broadcast? Because I always love when you stand up in front of the crowd at the Reawaken America tours and you deliver this beautiful prayer. And I just really appreciate that about you. So would you just pray over this broadcast really quick for me?
Yes, let's pray before we start. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for this broadcast today. I thank you, Lord, for the word that we're about to share. King of glory, I thank you for opening the hearts and the minds of people listening to the sound of our voice this afternoon, today, oh God. And that as they listen, the veil of darkness will come off their minds and they will see the glorious light of the gospel and they'll be saved, healed, and delivered in the name of Jesus. I take authority over the prince of the power of the air and I cancel any assignment. I command any assignment against even our equipment, our broadcast to be silenced. I command the airwaves to open right now, the heavens to open over this broadcast in Jesus' name. Father, as people hear, oh God, they will know the truth will set them free. In Jesus' name, I cover myself, I cover all of us in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So I want to get into your supplements, because I have fallen in love with your supplements. I'm a big proponent of your supplements. And if anyone would like to get a hold of the Dr. Stella Emanuel supplements, please go to drstellamd.com. While you're there, use promo code Amber May and you could save some money. So these are my two favorite that you've created. Maybe you can share a little bit about what they are. These Covivites are amazing. Let me just tell you, Dr. Stella, what happened just this week with these Covivites. And I'm not making any claims, but any medical claimed, but my husband had like some pressure up in his like nasal cavity and in his forehead, and he had some congestion. I said, why don't you just take some of those Covivites and see if that doesn't help you? It helped him quite a bit. He only had to take two and he was feeling so much better. And I was like, praise God, I love these things. You know what I do with my kids is I take one of your vitamins and I put it in a blender with some water and I add a flavoring, that because these are just too big for my children to swallow. And then I have them drink your Covivites in the morning before school. I love them. So share us a little bit of information about these amazing Covivites.
You see, the thing about COVID vitamins is that it actually supports your immunity. The reason why somebody can take it when they have a cold and feel better, because it has zinc, it has vitamin C. I know vitamin C is very good for your mucous membranes. It has zinc, it has vitamin C, it has vitamin D. Most of the reason why we get a lot of viruses in the winter is because of lack of vitamin D. Mm. So you have vitamin C, D, zinc, and then it has quercetin. The thing about quercetin, is an ionophore. It opens the channels and allow, it opens the zinc channels and allow, and it opens the channels and allows zinc to go into the cells. And zinc is a very potent antiviral. So these are really good immune boosting for any kind of virus, not just COVID, just any virus. Because once the zinc channels are opened and zinc goes into your cells, it's going to kill the viruses in there. So it's a very good supplement. But I think the best one we've done so far is Covivites. COVID Light is, we actually put this together. It took us about 6 months to put this together. We put it together actually for people that have COVID long symptoms, that are having the brain fog, the fatigue, and they need energy. You know what I'm saying? So, but when we put it together, we found out that it was something everybody needs. I would say this is an electrolyte formula, but it contains all the multivitamins that we need and the herbal supplements. Put in one thing. We could not even put this in a pill, because if we are putting this in a pill or capsule, it would have probably been like six capsules. So we put it in powder. So you scoop one scoop or half a scoop. I just take half a scoop. You mix it with water. You shake it in a bottle of water. It has a good flavor. You drink it. You have energy all day. I always tell people, take it early in the morning or during the day. If you take it at night, you're going to be wired all night. You're just going to stay up, and it's like the coffee without the crash. You know what I'm saying? I tell people, ditch your coffee and get some COVID Light. It's really good. It has ginseng. It has quercetin. It has ginkgo biloba. It has Korean ginseng. It has pomegranate. It has elderberry, glutathione. It has quercetin. It has guarana seed is actually a natural occurring caffeine. It also has caffeine. It has taurine. It just has alpha-lipoic acid. It has a lot of things. Black pepper seed. This stuff is good stuff. When this is about this alone can practically cover most of your immune needs and also your vitamin needs and minerals. So, and then it gives energy. You take it immediately, clears your brain fog because of the caffeine and guarana acid and guarana seed in it, and then it gives you energy, heart health. So it was a good product that we put together. So we have a lot of other things. We have the cleanse, a four-day cleanse. A lot of people get, a four-day cleanse, detox, and you're taking the detox, but it also has vitamin D, vitamin B, you know something. So we're taking a detox that has vitamins in it. So while you're detoxing, you're still getting your calcium and you're getting your biotin for your hair and everything. So we created that. So, and then of course, NAC and acetyl cysteine. People need NAC to build their immunity. FDA tried to get NAC from over the counter because they knew that if you take NAC, it's actually an antioxidant. It's a mucolytic. It breaks loose cold out of your chest. It opens your airway. They tried to take it out, but thank God.
I didn't know about that one. Like, I knew about it. I just didn't know what it was. So I'm glad you explained that to me.
Yes. COVID sleep is another, I think it's probably one of the best formulas.
Let me tell you, Dr. Stella, we take this in seconds. We are asleep. This thing is the best sleep aid out there. Seconds.
And you know the good thing about COVID sleep? It has a natural sleep aid. It don't only have melatonin, which is a natural sleep aid. It also has ashwagandha. Ashwagandha is a natural anti-anxiety, which is one of the things that a lot of people are dealing with in this COVID time, is anxiety. So when you take COVID sleep, it relaxes you and allows you to sleep. You know what I'm saying? So I tell people, wake up with COVID light, go to sleep with COVID vibes, or with COVID sleep. And the beauty about it is that every one of our vitamins has some quercetin in it, has a little bit of zinc in it, not too much. Even if you take all of our vitamins, you will still get just enough amount of quercetin and zinc. So we use the whole, it's like there's a range of quercetin you need in a day. So we put it in little different vitamins so that way, if you take COVID vitamins in the morning, you get a certain amount of quercetin. If you take your COVID sleep in the night, you get another amount of quercetin and you get your daily requirement of quercetin. So it's really, I love this stuff. I take it. But I think I really like the Covita spray. The Covita spray is also, it's an ingestible mouth spray. Mm. It's an antiseptic. Mm. It also has quercetin in it. It has quercetin and it has a little bit elderberry. So when you spray it in your mouth, it kills bacteria and viruses in your mouth before you even swallow them. And it's minty, just like, taking your antiseptic spray, and it also gives you good breath mint. It's really good. So we're putting together a lot of things. One of the things we're even putting together what we call our respiratory care kit, where we have a nebulizer, we have a pulse oximeter, so we're doing a lot. We're waiting for COVIDine, which is potassium iodine. Everybody needs to have that at home. Why? If we have a nuclear attack, we need COVIDine. We're putting together right now.
What does the iodine do? What does it do?
See, when there's a nuclear attack, your thyroid optics the radiation. Your thyroid optics. So if you take potassium iodine for like 14 days, what it does is that your thyroid will uptake the potassium iodine and it will bind to the receptors. So your thyroid will not be able to uptake radiation. So it protects you. So most people that die from radiation injury, it is actually from the thyroid and hyperthyroidism. You know, some saying hyperthyroid. So it actually comes from the thyroid. So when your thyroid and other parts of your body takes up the iodine, that kind of mimics the radiation and it blocks all the receptors and then they do not take up. So most people need to take potassium iodine if there's a nuclear attack. And you know that we're in a time right now that anything can happen. So I always advise people, just like I advise people, make sure you have hydroxychloroquine, make sure you have hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. I will also advise everybody to have a bottle of potassium iodine. We put it together such that one bottle will take care of you for 14 days, just one dose. So make sure that if you have 10 people in your house, get 10 bottles of potassium iodine. If you have 5 people, get 5 bottles of potassium iodine. Just keep it in your house. Keep it in your medicine cabinet. You might need it because things are getting crazy. And of course, Amber, one of the other things that I'm really, really pushing right now, big time, is stock up food and water. Mm-hmm. Rice, beans, dried beans and bags of rice. And, you know, I got Goya beans. Goya beans have like almost a 6-year expiration date. Like the Goya beans I bought the other day is expiring like in 2028. So get some Goya beans, get water filtration system, you know, get kerosene lamps, be prepared. We have to be prepared. Mm-hmm. There's no baby formula. If when I started talking about these things last year, that mm-hmm. everybody stock up, if people have stock up baby formula, they will not be crying right now. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? They're starting with baby formula. If there's going to be one food that we don't have, it's baby formula. What kind of world are we in?
It is the sickest world. They've attacked the children, Dr. Sell, and I know you know this every which mm-hmm. way. I just saw, this might have been an older commercial, I'm not sure, but it was new to me. It was mm-hmm. a Celine Dion clothesline, and where she was removing all the their gender, and it was like a gender neutral clothesline, but she put this mm-hmm. dust, this black dust, and then there was monsters that showed up in the nurseries, and it was in the cribs mm-hmm. of these monsters in the cribs of these nurseries. It was the most disgusting thing, and then she had very demonic clothes. If you looked into it, that she was putting on these children, I was like, and that was Celine Dion. And I was like, whoa, I was so mortified. And so the attack on the sexual identity of children and the pedophilia, yeah. and now they're starving and the babies. Like, it's just nonstop yes. attack on children.
They want to kill us. And if they can kill our babies, then the next generation is dead. Mm-hmm. If they make it out, if we even make it out. So right now, everybody, wherever you are, get a little garden, you know, plant some potatoes and tomatoes. And, you know, if you just get regular potatoes from the market, just go get it from the store, get a bag of potatoes, put it in a bucket of water for like 3 days, and it's going to soak wet and start germinating. And dig a little place in your backyard and plant it. Plant sweet potatoes, add that regular potatoes, plant some tomatoes, go to Walmart, go to Tractor Supply. Tractor Supply has these non-GMO seeds. Mm-hmm. Get seeds for everything that you need.
Because we just planted a garden. We have 3 raised garden beds growing in our backyard. Mm-hmm. I did what you just said. I bought some potatoes. I bought a sweet potato and a regular potato. We're going to cut it in half and we're mm-hmm. going to plant it in the ground and let it germinate. We have the tomatoes. We have different vegetables going on. And if you want to get seeds or you want a water filtration system or you want to stock up on food, at the AmberMayShow.com on the resource tab is a place where you can get heritage seeds, water filtration, and storage food. And I highly recommend that. But I also recommend what Dr. Stella is saying. Just because this world's been insane, we don't know what tomorrow has. And God keeps bringing me back to the book of Joseph or the book of Genesis when he was dealing with Joseph. Yeah, in Genesis, mm-hmm. and he sent him ahead to Egypt, and he gave him this dream that there's going to be a famine, And then he told Pharaoh, there's going to be a famine, but we're going to have abundance before that. And so they were able to prepare food in abundance and ahead of time and feed the local area, Egypt and the local areas, surrounding areas. And so now is our time to be that Joseph and start preparing our homes.
Yes. Do you know the interesting thing about, I think in the last Be Awake in America, I think it was in Oregon or something, I talked about Joseph. You know, when they started preparing food, they started stocking up food in Egypt, the people gathered all their food and grains and everything and gave it to the government. Mm-hmm. Just like a lot of...
Yeah. And so you were saying they gave them to the government.
They gathered their food and gave it to the government. They didn't stock any for themselves. When the 7 years of plenty passed and the famine started, they went to the government and the government started selling them the food that they had given the government to keep. After they sold all the food, they finished all their money. The government asked them to bring their cattle, their goats, their everything to get food. After that, he told them to bring their land to get food. And after the war, they were sold into slavery to get food. So we should not, we're all paying our taxes and doing everything, school taxes, everything, thinking that the government will take care of us. No, they will not. We need to stock up for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Everybody stock up, stop going to McDonald's and cook and use that money. The extra money you'd have saved cooking, going to spend at McDonald's, cancel some of the memberships of crazy stuff that you're getting. I'm telling you, Amber, if you can take $500 to the store and just buy rice and beans, you probably find out that you can practically stock up food that can last you a year. Do you know what I'm saying? A bag of rice right now, like a 20-pound bag of rice right now, might be like $20. Just think about it. When the Bible says in the book of Revelation 6 that a measure of wheat will be a day's wages. Do you know what that is? A measure of wheat for a day's wages. Can you imagine? Let's say that you're earning $10 an hour, right? And that's what, $200? Can you imagine if a loaf of bread is $200? How are people going to survive?
I don't know. I don't know how they're surviving right now because my grocery bill is $300 right now because of the inflation. And it's just, I don't know how we're living in a very cruel world right now where the people who are in power don't care about the people that they are supposed to be serving. If they can starve a baby, they can starve you. Because when you control the food, you control people. Mm-hmm. When you control supplies, you control people. And fear has been their number one game. And God says, I don't give you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And that's why in the Bible, what does God say over and over again? Fear not, fear not, fear not. So
fear not.
We have to fight the fear.
Yes, it really doesn't take that much to grow tomatoes in your backyard. You actually just grow them in pots. Do you know what I'm saying? If all you have is a balcony where sun comes in, put some pots. Grow tomatoes, grow your own pepper and grow your spices. You know what I'm saying? Grow your parsley and, just grow them on your backyard. You know, so I went and bought ginger and garlic and everything and just put them, onions, just put them in the pot and get some fertilizer and put them in there and just let them grow. You'll be surprised how much food you can grow on a tiny little area just in pots. Water the food, just, you know, something, put some miracle, you know, they have all kinds, they have miracle grow, different kinds of it that you can put on your potted plants. I don't know whether miracle grow is good or not, so nobody quote me for it. I don't know. I don't have any authority on fertilizer.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, so get whichever one you like, but get some fertilizer, grow it. If you have half an acre, get some chicken. Create a small chicken coop. Chicken don't need that much space. If your people can allow you, get some chicken. They will lay eggs and you eat eggs. Like right now, we practically don't buy eggs because we have like 5 chicken and they lay enough eggs for us to eat.
Nice. That's awesome. I agree with you 100%.
So we need to do that. So we need to be prepared physically. We need to be prepared mentally. Mental preparedness means you got to be ready. Know that we are in the end times. You got to be ready not to surrender. You were talking about fear. The reason that they can cage us because we are afraid. You know what we're most afraid of? Most people are afraid to die.
That's true.
Give your life to Christ. Settle it with the Lord Jesus. Once you settle your life with Christ, why should you be afraid to die? The Bible says if we continue into this, we're going through tribulation. That means while Yuval Noah and the Great Reset, they are planning that in the next 5 years or so, they would have downloaded all of us into the Internet of Things and turned all of us to cyborgs. God is like, I have a plan. And what is God's plan? He will take the church out of here. Then he's going to come down with fire and he's going to destroy this whole thing, remodel it, and we'll come back and live here. God is not going to allow the devil to totally destroy humanity, corrupt humanity, and take over our world. They tried it in Genesis. It was 8 people left that were not corrupted. And God destroyed the whole world for those 8 people and recreated the world. They went to Sodom and Gomorrah. God went and destroyed it. Even in Egypt, do you know that those pharaohs in Egypt, when they died, they actually mummified them, hoping that in the future, they'll have the technology to raise them from the dead. Do you know what they are doing right now? If you read in Revelation 13, verse 14, it said the devil will deceive the people of the world to make images unto the devil, to make clones unto the devil. Verse 14 says, the devil will have power to give breath to these images, breath to the clones, that they will speak and they will cause all those that will not take the mark to be killed. If you see such an evil agenda right now, these people are not human. They are clones. They are AIs. Yuval Noah, and anybody go out, if you've not watched Yuval Harari Noah, go and watch what that demon is saying.
Well, not only Yuval, he talks about it a lot, but Elon Musk talks about it too, about hooking up to the grid. You'll live forever because they can upload your memories and your emotions, and then you can live forever, and they'll transfer it to some other body because your body's dead. So they'll transfer your this is Elon Musk. This is Yuval Noah Harari. This is the world
And this is Clark Schwab. This is all of them.
Yes.
But let me tell you something, right? Amber, these people are useful idiots. If Elon Musk right now is still a real one, or if Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates or Fauci, if any of them are still a real human beings, or even Biden or whatever, here is where the deception comes. When the Bible says in Revelation 13, and I will not mind if you have your Bible open it, Revelation 13 says the devil will deceive the people of the world. Mm-hmm. 13:14. He will actually deceive them and tell them that make clones and you will live forever. Make clones, download your memory to the Internet of Things, and you will live forever. When you die, you will die, and then we will just change your body and clone your body and give you a new body. But here is the issue. We human beings have been deceived because, number one, when you die, you are going to go to hell. Your soul goes to hell. Your spirit goes back to God. And then your body will be cloned, all right? And you will look just like you. But here is the issue. Who's going to live in that clone? It's a demonic spirit. It's not going to be you. You're gone. You're dead. You're gone. You are dead. So we don't even know whether the current Bill Gates is a demonic spirit living in a clone, or the current Biden. Most of them, that's why sometimes you see they are so evil and they are so unhuman, because they are not human.
Well, they practice all that wickedness, Satanism. They practice that stuff. I mean, if you went to Epstein Island, there was that temple on Epstein Island, and I can promise you they were not worshiping God on that temple on Epstein Island. And you know, we talk about the sacrifices of children to Moloch or something like that, or Baal.
But listen, Amber, please listen. These are not human beings. All through time have worshipped the devil. This is not human beings worshiping the devil. Humanity needs to hear this and understand. This is not the sacrifice to the devil. So these are human beings that are possessed by devils. No, these are not human beings. You know why they need to drink blood? Because they need blood to keep that flesh alive. They are like vampires. They are not human. They are the undead. Do you know what I'm saying? You see them in movies all over the place. These are not humanity. Hear me. Humanity, hear me. These are not human beings that are demon possessed. These are not humans. We have Homo sapiens that are you and I, and some Homo sapiens can be demon possessed, can do evil because they are demon possessed. Mm-hmm. But these are not Homo sapiens. These are what I will call, Yuval Noah calls, sapiens. They're not human beings. We have to understand it. The Bible says it in Revelation 13. The devil will make images If you find out about clonates, that's where they clone people. You find out about CRISPR technology. In fact, was it Yuval Noah said that they can actually turn, it was Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
Said that with the right DNA technology, they can turn you into a pretty butterfly.
Yeah, he said that.
You know what I'm saying? Yuval Noah says, what are they going to do to humans? Can somebody that is not a human being, that is a human being, be talking about what are they going to do to humans as if he's not part of them?
Right, that's true.
Human being. And I want you to look at the book of Daniel, in Daniel 22 from verse 43. In Daniel, Daniel lived in like 400 BC. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream when there was this image, okay? The image, the head of gold, the breastplate of silver, the trunk of brass, and then the feet were iron, and then the legs were iron, and then the feet was iron mixed with clay. And the Bible says here in Daniel that as iron mixes with clay, cannot mix with clay, there will be part broken and part strong and part weak, right? Mm-hmm. And let me read this exactly. Daniel 2 verse 41. He says that from verse 41, he said, and whereas thou sawest the feet and the toes of potter clay, potter's clay is who? It's you and I. We were made from dirt. We were potter's clay. You know what I'm saying? You go through the Bible talks about the potter and the clay, you know? You and I were made from clay. To dust we are, and dust we return, you know? Mm-hmm. So iron mixed with clay. Say, and whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be partly divided. You see how divided we are? We have two different seats in the land. One is potter's clay and the other one is iron. But there shall be in it the strength of iron, for as much as you saw iron mixed with marie clay, as the toes of the feet were part iron and part clay, so this kingdom will be partly strong and partly broken. Mm-hmm. Whereas thou sawest iron mixed with marie clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. And they shall not cleave to one another, even as iron does not mix with clay. They who shall mingle with the seed of men. Do you know when they say seed? Do you know what seed means? Seed means human beings. A seed, just what they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. They who shall mingle with the seed of men. The iron will mix with the clay. So that's what I'm trying to tell everybody. Humanity, wake up. We have iron that's mingled with clay. They are not humans. They will mingle with the seed of men. They will look like you and I. Do you know why I know this? In 2011, I did this prayer program. We locked up for 1,000 days, for 100 days, and we prayed. When we prayed for 100 days, guess what happened? On day 99, the Lord showed me a dream. And in that dream, I saw these people. They came to my house. They were in my compound. I came out and I was beating them. If you've been praying for 99 days, you're like Rambo in the spirit. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I basically was picking them up, pinning and throwing them out, hitting them on the tree, picking them by the legs, using them as a cane to beat up the other ones. At some point, they said, calm down. You cannot kill us. Mm-hmm. We are genetically modified human beings. We come in peace. There are a lot of us around. When it's our time, we will manifest. And they showed me people I knew, a lady and a guy that I knew in the physical, that was one of them. And I started understanding, this lady was so crazy. She's come to our church sometimes, and when the power of God comes out, she'll get really crazy and she'll be knocking the floor and screaming and scratching the floor like an animal. I mean, there's a time that the Lord showed me, she was sitting on like a piece of rock, and up here was a human being and the other one was kind of like in just in rock. So I was thinking, oh, she was in bondage. So when the Holy Spirit, God, I was like, oh my God, this is why this girl was so crazy. And they told me in that dream that she is going through so much because she's trying to deny who she is. When she accepts who she is, she'll stop having so many problems. Mm. Guess what? Now that lady is in another city, married to a pastor, and they have a church. So she has accepted who they are. She's married to a pastor, and they're pastoring people. Can you imagine a Nephilim being a pastor?
No,
that's
wondering
why our pastor out there. There's so much evil in the land. In 2012, I went to Houston. I came to Houston when the Lord told me to move to Houston. I came to Houston. I did a program. It wasn't well attended. I was very upset. I was like, Lord, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going back to Louisiana, where I was at that time. Mm-hmm. And the Lord showed me in the dream that night. And I could see people walking around. This was 2012. He showed me that in 2016, the world would change. I could see people walking, and some were human and some were not human. Some were demons and some were human. I see people swimming in the pools. Some were human beings and some were mermaids. And the human beings did not realize that the other people were not human. They were just walking and talking with them normally. But I could see it in the spirit. So we have a lot of people that are among us that are not human. That is why you could see there's a division. There's such a deep division that you will know their agenda that they are pushing is not human. The things that they want to do is not human. Do you know something? Because how can any human being in their right mind, even if you are transgender, you know the pain that you've been through. Would you want to put your six-year-old through that?
No.
Even if you're living in sin and you're a drug addict, would you want to turn your four-year-old into a drug addict?
No.
Even when parents are living in sin and they know the pain that they've been through, they don't want to put their children under there.
No.
Right now, they are going on and on about abortion. Abortion is about annihilation. Margaret Singer, that did abortion, was one of the greatest racists in the world.
She was.
Do you know that most Planned Parenthood clinics are in Black communities?
Yep.
Think about this. Black people are 7% of this nation.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to abortion, 40% of the abortions done in this country is done by black women. Over 19 million babies have been killed since they legalized abortion.
Mm.
So this is genocide. And then we have our people going out there and voting. It's like, oh my God. You know, there's a saying that the forest kept thinning and the trees were getting cut and trees were disappearing. And they kept voting the axe because the axe assured them that because he was part good, he was just like them.
Mm. Well, you know, to your point, Klaus Schwab has said, if you take the genetic editing, it changes you. It changes you.
It changes you. You.
Mm-hmm. He said it himself.
What you do,
it changes you. And we have found out, unfortunately, that shot, the mRNA, changed your DNA. And that's really sad. And so if you're a believer out there and you feel upset about, you know, being lied to and you know, you went for one reason and that was to help yourself and protect people around you, and you find the lies that they've been telling you about the genetic editing with the mRNA. Mm-hmm. You know,
there's a way out for people that have been vaccinated, Amber. There's a way out. You see, a lot of people got vaccinated because they were frightened, they were scared, they were deceived. They didn't come out, they didn't give them full disclosure.
Right.
They didn't tell them we're about to edit your gene. Right now, you know, the CEO of Moderna said that they're hacking the software of life and introducing a code. You understand what I'm saying? They did not come out and said, you know, we are going to give you this gene therapy and it's going to hack your software and introduce a code into you and we can program you in the future. They didn't tell that to people. So a lot of people, out of fear, fear for their jobs, some of people got jabbed because they wanted to see their families and all that stuff. Some people jab to keep their jobs, some were terrified, all kinds of reasons. Whatever the reason whatever the reasons that we use to get this jab, you can repent because you see, nobody gets, let me tell you, nobody arrests you, drag you somewhere and jabs you.
Mm-hmm.
You must sign a consent. You know why? Because you cannot be taken over by the devil or taken over by God except you give your consent. Before you become saved, nobody can pray for you and you are saved.
Right.
You have to open your mouth and confess Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was given that vaccine without signing a consent. And that signing of consent was putting your signature on allowing the devil to destroy your DNA, to corrupt your DNA and turn you into a human cyborg. It's just that they did not imagine they were going to have such a fight. Before we came out in 2020, July, they figured out that by the end of that year, the whole world will be ready to be vaccinated. By now, all of us will have been vaccinated, jabbed. They thought that within 2 years, they will have this accomplished before the midterm elections or whatever. They did not realize that God in his infinite mercy was going to raise people like us to scream on the top of the roof and say, no, there's treatment for COVID. You don't have to die.
Mm-hmm. Praise God for doctors like you that stood side by side to help regular people. That's why I love partnering with you, Dr. Sell, because I know I want to be a resource to the world. I want to be a resource to my viewers and my listeners. That's why I have the website the way I do. That's why when I met you, I wanted to partner with you because I knew you weren't going to lead people astray. You weren't going to tell them to get something that was going to edit their DNA. You were going to give them quercetin. You were going to give them ivermectin. It didn't, like, you were you were standing on, in the gap. And that's why I love partnering with you because I know I can trust you with my viewers, with my listeners. And so if you need medical assistance, the easiest way to do that is go to drstellamd.com. Set up a telemed appointment with her. Use promo code Amber May and you could save some money. And you got to get her vitamins. Sorry, I just had to share that because that's important.
If you use promo code Amber May, you get 5% off. And also on our website, if you've taken the vaccine, please make sure you get on hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin because your immunity is destroyed. Make sure you get on the vitamin C, D, zinc, on COVID, right? Your immunity is destroyed. Most importantly, if you see on the top of our website, you're going to see that prayer for the vaccinated. There's a prayer there that you can download that will show you how to go through the repentance process so that you can be delivered from this. In fact, we put together something right now because so much, see, in when COVID, when we had Delta, right, we were so busy, Amber, we were seeing like 800 patients a day. 875 was the one of the days we saw the highest number of patients, and we did not sleep. We could not even get to some people. Some people practically died, but we couldn't get to them. But it was too much for us. That's why we set up what we've called right now our auto ship programs. Our vitamins are good for you. Get on the auto ship program. Any three of our vitamins cost at least $150. But if you get on the auto ship program, you can pay $99 for auto ship. You get your vitamins shipped to you every month. If you do that, you get three complimentary doctor visits a year, three telehealth visits in 1 year, whether it's for COVID, whether it's to give your high blood pressure medication, three acute care visits. You know why we're doing that? Number one, to give people a break. Number two, we want to make sure that if it's crazy, and it's going to happen, they're already saying, Fauci already said that, this winter, we're going to have 100 million COVID patients.
Well, not just that. We have just but as not many just that. Biden is going to give our sovereignty over to the World Health Organization. He's meeting with them at the end of the month. It takes effect in November, and they will be able to dictate to the world, including the United States, any health emergency at any point in time. So this so that is why this is everybody, important.
We need. Yes. So make sure that you're part of our preferred clients because when stuff hits the roof, we're going to take care of just our private clients. By the time we have 100,000 people coming to try to see us and we can't handle it, we're going to pick out everybody and we're only going to see our private clients. Because that is the because I can't do everything by myself. You understand what I'm saying? So that is why, so that we can be able to know that, okay, we have 100,000 private clients. We can have doctors that are going to be ready to see the 100,000 people. You understand what I'm saying? If we don't do that, then we don't know what we have. We don't know who we're going to be seeing. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how much resources that we need. So that is why we started the autoship program. So anybody that wants to make sure that we are there to take care of you, if things get crazy, get on our autoship program. Because that's the way you're going to. If it gets crazy and we have, trust me, I know what happened during Delta. And we didn't get to some people, Amber. People died because we couldn't get to them. And it shouldn't be. I'm saying that right now, everyone, get hydroxy, get ivermectin, get your vitamins, stock up in your house, in your medicine cabinet. Make sure you have a nebulizer. Make sure you have a pulse oximeter. Make sure you have the incentive spirometer. Make sure you have all your vitamins. Stock up in your medicine cabinet. Don't wait till something happens.
Now, are
we're
you
putting together?
I was going to say, are you also doing that? Are you also doing that with the pulsometer and the nebulizers? Are you also putting together that as well?
Yes, we have a respiratory care kit that we put together. Let me even show you. We have our own nebulizer. You see, we just put it, our own nebulizer, Dr. Stella MD. It's a handheld nebulizer. We just got this. We have even the incentive spirometer, which is used to, you see, we have our own incentive spirometer, which is used to, we have our own nebulizer, our own pulse oximeter that we created. This is Dr. Stella MD, and he has it by his stripes, you're healed. And we have our own nebulizer that we created. So that way, we have like everything. I think what I would do one of these days is that I will put together everything and just like put one price for everything everybody needs. And then they can just get a one, you know, I think so. I'll do that. So we're just doing everything because I'm working with a naturopathic doctor. We want to put together a pitcher plant. Pitcher plant was used in those olden days in the Indian communities for smallpox. So we're going to be putting together a pitcher plant. We want to also put together vitamins and minerals that can be used for things like the hemorrhagic fever and Ebola and stuff like that. So we're working on two more products that we're going to bring up. Hopefully we can get that done fast enough.
That's fantastic.
My brothers and sisters, pray like never before. Pray. Go on our website. Get prayer and pray. See, there's a prayer that I did call. I'll put it on our website. Dream Criminals. Pray that prayer because it helps to uproot all the programming. Every deposit of darkness that came into my mind, into my body, while I slept, come out and die in the name of Jesus. We pray that. When you pray that, it helps to deprogram you from the things that the enemy has programmed in us. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, when they pray that prayer, they go through deliverance and everything. And we do programs on the ranch. We have a ranch here. On our ranch, we have a revival programs once a month. We do those revival programs just so that we can give people a place to come for refuge, a place to come to pray and just to rejuvenate. So what I was saying is that we need to get everything. Nebulizer, incentive spirometer, pulse oximeter. There are people that will call you, they are sick. What is your oxygen? They don't know. You know what I'm saying? Get everything that you need. Make sure that you have it in your medicine cabinet.
It's important. I think especially the nebulizer, especially because you can get the budesonide from Dr. Stella. She'll give you a prescription for that.
Yeah,
the ivermectin.
You can actually use it to hold it handheld. Use it.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for preparing all of us and having things so that we can get prepared. I am with Stella 100%. Get your gardens going. Even if you're in an apartment, you can get a tower garden. You can get buckets. Get that going. Go to my resource tab at theambermayshow.com. While you're there, pick up some swag. Go to the merch section and pick up a shirt or a cup while you're there. But look at that resource section to get some food. If you want to order some food, you could do that. But most importantly, I need you to go to drstellamd.com. Get some of her vitamins. Get some of her nebulizers. Get the stuff that you need so that when winter comes, you're prepared.
Yes.
You're prepared. Well, yeah, thank you so much for your time, Dr. Stella. I really appreciate you spending time with me today.
Yes, I love spending time with you. Anytime, girl.
What if I told you that there was a beauty product that also helped block fat? Would you be interested? I know you would, because it's something I'm interested in. The older I got, the more wrinkles that are showing up on the forehead, under the eyes. I got this Timeless box. It's amazing because the oil goes on after I clean up my face. The oil goes on and it helps with wrinkles. It helps with any kind of skin issues you might have. It's great for deterring insect bites. You gotta try it. It's amazing with that. And it's super easy. You just put it on your face and it just helps with any kind of skin issues you might have. Not only does the oil do that, but it also blocks fat. So put a dropper in your mouth right before you have a meal and you could be stopping fat right before the get-go. So if you wanna lose weight, and you want to have a beautiful looking face, or if you have skin, anything, a skin that you're just like, I don't like this, then get the Timeless Pack at thetimelesspack.com. Use my name, Amber May, use promo code Amber May, and save almost half off on the Timeless Pack. So that's thetimelesspack.com, promo code Amber May, and save some money for getting your wrinkles and fat loss. We all like to support veterans and veteran businesses, so I want you to check out thecommandersartist.com. His artwork is phenomenal, very patriotic. I think you're gonna like it. And when you're at thecommandersartist.com, if you use my name, Amber, you're gonna save some money at checkout. So you could support a veteran-owned business that also supports the Amber May Show, and you get a discount at the same time. It's a win-win situation for everybody. General Flynn loves him, and he's a great friend to me. So visit thecommandersartist.com today. Use promo code Amber and save some money at checkout. Hey, so when you are a guest at the Amber May's house, you get luxury. And how you get luxury is I have this sleeping couch, the sleeper sofa, and you're telling me that's not luxury. It is when you put a MyPillow mattress topper on it. All my guests that have come over and stayed at my house have really enjoyed this sleeper sofa, which says a lot because they're getting to sleep on the MyPillow pillows, and you get the MyPillow mattress topper, and then
It doesn't stop there with the luxury, because when you shower at the Anime Show's house, you get to have a MyPillow towel. I don't have the kids using it. I just let the adults have the luxury. So the adults get to use the MyPillow and they're phenomenal. And right now there's a massive sale going on with the MyPillow towels. So you should really put luxury into your home and live it every day like Amber May does every day. So I have a MyPillow mattress topper on my bed. I use the MyPillow sheets, the MyPillow towels, MyPillow slippers. I live luxury and I don't have to pay the luxury price because MyPillow has promo code. So use my name, Amber, and save up to 66% off, and you can live luxurious as well. So many of us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. It's going to help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements. And here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleeps. So if you have trouble going to sleep at night and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplement section and purchase this and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now, and save money by using promo code AmberMay.